There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play just in general.
Was that Mike Tomlin talking about George Pickens or Mark Caboli talking about the Penguins? They're tired. How many times have we seen Caboli tweet that? The Penguins are hashtag tired. And so you're managing pick and snaps. Is he going 70% on some of these routes because he's tired? Is that what it is? Boy, that's a tough explanation there from Mike Tomlin, because it's not really an explanation at all. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we're joined right now by our sports director from 93.7 The Fan, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Adam.
Jeff, what the hell's going on with Pickens?
Oof. You hear that live, you hear it again, and then just to hear it for a fourth or fifth time, it just makes no sense. Like, how is a 23-year-old who's your best receiver not on the field more often in a game where you ended up throwing it more than you ran it? It's one thing maybe if you have a game where you're just slugging it out and you're having success running the ball and all you want to do is run three times, have another blocking receiver. But, man, that's just – it makes no sense. I'm anxious to hear if there's a little more clarity today from Mike Tomlin, because it just makes no sense.
And then the All-22 comes out yesterday, and it doesn't really look like Pickens is giving max effort. A couple of running plays where he's not really engaging, which is a pretty big tell. Also – looks like he's going 65-70% on some of these passing routes. And so I wonder how you're seeing it, Jeff, and you had the bird's eye view at the game that bled into yesterday morning. Is George Pickens struggling because it's a function of the offense, or is the offense struggling in part because George Pickens isn't buying in?
I don't know if the offense is struggling because George isn't necessarily buying in. You know, to the naked eye, when you watch it, there's nothing that sees him just kind of jogging on something or not getting back to the huddle in time. I will say this. You know, a few of us noticed when he came off the field after Connor Hayward's touchdown, George came off the field and just slumped in a seat by himself. I mean, everybody's celebrating a touchdown to try to win that game, and he's just slumped in a seat by himself. He twice then later came over to the bench and would sit down. And as he sat down, the players that were sitting at the bench got up and left.
Mm. Used to happen to me at the lunch table in high school, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, well, I sat so far back that no one wanted to go back there anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, or it's like, you know, I want to ask this girl to homecoming. I'm going to go sit by her. And then she immediately gets up.
Never a good sign.
No, it's probably not going to happen. So, yeah, there's some kind of disconnect. Listen, receivers, this isn't new to the receiver position. This isn't new to Pittsburgh. But what is different is this. When AB did it and had these type of tantrums, there was Marquise Pouncey. There was Ben Roethlisberger. They had people, experienced people on the offensive side that, if not could handle it, could deal with it. Let's see how this younger group is able to deal with some of this, because, I mean, if you're a young quarterback like Justin, or you're a quarterback that may be making a debut like Russ, like, you need to have George in lockstep with you.
No doubt about it. Do you think, putting on your predictor cap here, Jeff, that Mike Tomlin will announce that Russell Wilson's the starter today in his press conference?
No, but I think the light will be on for him to start, or something of that regard. Some catchy phrase, meaning that they're going to see how the week plays out and how Russ practices, because he was able to do more last week. Like, he got into some team drills. It wasn't just him, you know, 7-on-7 or doing something on the side. Like, he was in there for some team stuff. So there was a step forward. I want to see him move around. Like, that's nice. But let's see him in a moving pocket. Obviously, they're not going to hit the quarterback in practice, but something a little more. But I think the light's going to be left on for potential. And then, you know, Mike's going to say, we'll make that decision, you know, at the end of the week.
Steelers coming off of the worst performance so far from Justin Fields. Jeff Hathorn, our guest, our sports director with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Because it's coming off of Justin's worst game, and we're seeing what's going on with George Pickens, he's probably going to be okay. Pickens is, with a quarterback change, if there is one. How do you think that's going to land on the rest of the guys, Jeff?
I think they like Justin, but, you know, much like when you're 3-0, how do you make a change? Well, now you have two straight losses. So maybe that opens the door a little bit for them to be more open to another look. And these guys have been with Russ. They've been together for these quarterbacks for the same amount of time, but they haven't seen what Russ can do. There might be a curiosity of, like, hey, you know, we've seen some things in practice. I wonder how this would play out in a game. And I don't, that doesn't mean that they have any, I have not seen one thing where they have a negative thought towards Justin, but I don't think there'll be a revolt after two losses if they were to make a change.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about this later on in the show. Colin Cowherd, he's one of the few national guys who does go after Mike Tomlin, and he said the Steelers are like the flip phone, outdated the way that they play. And I do think there's a lot of truth in that, and kind of zigging. Well, go ahead.
No, I think this is important to note. When the Steelers had, and this is not to defend Mike, because I agree with some of what Colin's saying there, but when they had the personnel to play up tempo, remember, it was, what, 10 years ago when the Steelers had a situation where people were complaining they weren't running the ball enough because they were using, you know, the Young Money family, that they wanted those guys to be out there and they were utilizing those skills and they were throwing the ball more because that's the group that they had. So I don't think Mike is unwilling to do something, you know, based on the talent they have. They brought in somebody to accent what, you know, what they have around them right now. Maybe that was a mistake. Maybe you go Cade Bell and blow it up and bring in something new. Maybe that would have been the better play. But I don't think, I do think Mike likes to play conservative offense, especially when you have that kind of money invested in defense. But when they hired Arthur, I mean, they kind of continued, all right, we're going to draft to continue this style.
Well, and I think they could play the style more effectively too if their offensive line was what they envisioned it to be, but they've dealt with so many injuries. If you had your full complement of running backs, if they were able to land a Brandon Ayuk, perhaps a Devontae Adams. I mean, I do think that the personnel that is on the roster is better than the personnel that they're playing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I mean, Adam, you think about that game on Sunday night. If they had Patterson, if they had Jaylen Warren, how different might that game have turned out just with one of those two in the lineup? You mentioned, I mean, it wasn't a good first game for Isaac Seumalo. That's going to improve. They're going to get better on that line. As they get these guys back, they should improve on offense. But you're right, the quarterback question. And then, you know, how George buys in, we'll see. We did not have an opportunity to talk to him. He did not want to talk after the game on Sunday. I did not want to talk during or wasn't available during open locker room yesterday. So not that George says much, but it'll be interesting to get his thoughts after, you know, what happened against Dallas.
Jeff, the Penguins start up tomorrow, and Kyle Dubas spoke yesterday. And I did not listen or watch the entire press conference, but I was combing through some clips this morning. And the one thing that stuck out to me was that this is going to be a fun and exciting year. But I didn't hear that the expectations were all that high from him. I don't know if alarming is the right word, but man, is that such a shift from where they've been. Why should Penguins fans believe, if the GM's not coming out saying the goal's to make the playoffs, that this team can make the playoffs?
See, I looked at it the other side as not being alarming, but in terms of them finally being realistic. Like, they're not elite anymore. They're not a playoff team anymore. I mean, you miss it once, okay, that's just a blip. You miss it twice, that's the start of a trend. And what he said is they have to – what I liked what he said is that they need to go back and earn it. They need to bring that hard work, do the things that made them good. And he talked about the young core and having this young core of players listening to the Crosby, Malkins, Letangs, and that group. I think that's encouraging. But I think that's as realistic as I've heard a Penguins general manager in a couple of years about, okay, you know, we're scraping to get into the playoffs again. We want, you know, I think he put it, we want to play meaningful games in March and April and beyond. Not exactly a, you know, we want to win a championship, but I think there's some good realization in what he was saying. That if they take that mindset, he said it wasn't a narrative that nobody's picking them to be in the postseason, but you kind of sense that maybe it is. Maybe that's something they're working towards. Bottom line is, if they don't fix that power play, it doesn't matter what they say.
That's right.
If they fix the power play, they've got a chance to be in the playoffs, because you look at the last 2 years, the power play was just, it was embarrassing.
I think that is dead on. 29th in the league last year, 13th the year before we thought was a disaster, and we thought that it could get right. Better, and then it was pretty much the worst power play in the league. I do think if they fix that, they make the playoffs, but I'm going to need to see the puck go in before I can predict that with any kind of confidence. What else we got going on the website, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, you could listen to some of what Dubas said on the website right now. Obviously, stuff on what's going on with George. There's some good quotes from the game that are on the website right now. And obviously we'll be, and also I know it's your favorite topic, Pitt football being ranked, and what Pat Narduzzi said of why he believes them all buying in has led to where they're at, how people are being unselfish on that team and no one's moping after somebody scores a touchdown. So he feels like that's going right for them. So all of that's on the website, and obviously we'll be at Tomlin today.
Interesting. You are allowed to be happy when your teammate scores. I'm going to write that one down. Jeff, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. He'll be at the Tomlin press conference today at noon, and he's the guy a couple of weeks ago that was asking about the quarterback situation. We'll see what Mike Tomlin has to say. We'll hear what Mike Tomlin has to say about all that. And you can listen to it right here on 93.7 The Fan. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. There's some stuff there from Jeff I really want to react to, including him corroborating what Mark Caboli told us yesterday, which some people online were doubting. Oh, goodness gracious, Caboli. No wonder he couldn't hold on to his job at The Athletic, making stuff up about George Pickens. No. You trust Jeff? Of course you trust Jeff. We'll get into that when we come back. October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Monthly. Are you smarter than a plumber? Coming up in about 10 minutes. We just had Jeff Hathorne, our sports director, on. Jeff super tapped in with all things Steelers and Penguins. We'll get into the Penguins later. Anthony Beauvillier, newest Penguins forward, on Crosby's line. He's going to join us at 8:35. Want to react to some of the George Pickens stuff Jeff had to say, and we'll do that in a moment. But for those of you who don't know this, Ron Cook is mad at Harry Callis. Going all the way back to opening day of the Pirates, there was a bizarre text exchange between those two guys. And Callis, I know how you can get back into the good graces of one Ron Cook. You ready for this? Are you trying to repair your relationship, first of all?
Not actively.
Would you like to repair your relationship?
Sure.
Okay. Big hurricane coming for Florida. Big one. 180-mile-an-hour winds, one of the strongest on record. Prayers go out to everybody in Florida. This is not good. We saw what's happened in Asheville, North Carolina. Hurricanes, bad. Text Ron, see if he's okay. Ron, I hope you're okay. Been thinking about you with the hurricane descending upon Florida. I think that would go a long way, Callis. That's an old school kind of thing. Just checking out to your fellow man, checking in on your fellow man. I think he would appreciate that. I think you'd be fine.
For the guy that got me into this situation, I don't know if I'm going
to
take your advice.
Well, that's why I'm trying to have you do it. Because I feel bad that your relationship is frayed. It should be my relationship with Ron that's frayed. But really, it's yours. And I feel bad. So maybe just send him a little hurricane text. Hey, Ron. Hope you're okay with the hurricane.
The phrasing is terrible.
All the best.
Send him a little hurricane text.
Yeah. Send him a little hurricane text. Hey, man, you good? That's it. That's all it'll take. Bang. Back in the good graces. It's going to take more than that to get George Pickens back in the good graces with this locker room, I think, probably. With Mike Tomlin, with Arthur Smith. He only played 59% of the snaps on Sunday, and I think that's because he wasn't working his butt off on the snaps he was on the field. It's going to take more than a text. I tweeted it out earlier, our Twitter poll. It's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Is George Pickens a true number one wide receiver? 86% of the voters saying no. So I think the fan base, real quick, snap your fingers, has turned on George Pickens, a guy whose talent is immense. Ryan Clark said going into last season that George Pickens has the talent to be better than Jefferson in Minnesota, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, if not the best. And now you got 86% of Steelers fans saying, nah, he's not a true number one. I happen to agree. He's Deonte Pickens. He's the Steelers' number one. He's George Johnson. He's not a number one around the league. It's why they could benefit greatly from adding a guy like Devontae Adams. But then you'll have the trickles, texters, Crowley, this is ridiculous. Someone responded to the Twitter poll and said, stop it, Crowley. You're creating controversy. Someone named Jesse tweeted in, enough of this. Okay, you might think that George Pickens is ticked off because Mike Tomlin's a conservative coach and because the offense stinks and maybe he doesn't think, like some of you out there, that Justin Fields is the guy. Ask yourself this question, though. Is the way he's behaving appropriate? You have the eye black on and it says open bleeping always. Then when he is open on a third down, the ball goes right through his hands. Then he's out there half-assing routes. Just look at the All-22. It's all over the internet right now. The interwebs. The Twitter.com. X. It's all over the place. Instagram, I'm sure. I'm sure you can even find it on the talk. George Pickens not running hard. George Pickens on running plays. Not even showing any desire to get a hat on a hat. Even if you think George Pickens is a true number one, you can't be happy with the way that he's acting. He's acting like a petulant child, and it all came to a head in the final play of the game where the band's trying to get out on the field a la Stanford Cal. They're lateraling the thing around. George Pickens frustrated. Jordan Lewis has the ball. Play's over. Jordan Lewis comes up, talks junk on Pickens. Pickens grabs his face mask, throws him to the ground. Still shots of George Pickens on the bench, moping. A corroboration of a report that Caboli gave us yesterday saying that twice during the game, George Pickens went and sat down on the bench and a player who was there got up, walked away. Hathorn corroborated what Caboli said. You might think Pickens is a number one. He's acting like a baby. And that can't be okay. 412-928-9370. The truly great ones aren't going 70% when they don't get the football. They're going 100% so that they do. And then when they do, they don't fumble it behind their back against the Colts, and they don't let a crucial third down catch go through his hands. And oh, by the way, you watch the All-22 of that, Mike Tomlin beside himself when the ball goes through Pickens' hands. He ain't a number one. But even if you think he is, he can't keep acting like this. All right, we got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber coming up next. We got Anthony Bevilier of the Pittsburgh Penguins at 8:35. Jason LaCanfora at 9:35. Man, I'm watching this Warren Sharp breakdown of George Pickens from his performance on Sunday night, and it's indefensible. Too many people on the text line, someone who called in earlier, want to defend George Pickens because the offense stinks and put it all on Mike Tomlin. And look, Tomlin's not blameless. Totally get that. But watch what Warren put out there at Sharp Football and then get back to me. Tomlin was frustrated. When the ball goes through his hands on third down, Tomlin throws his hands in the air. He's all pissed off.
All right, stop.
What?
Can we start the music over again? I think you really, like, bummed everyone out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Give Jake a proper introduction.
Let's give Jake the proper introduction. Sure, him. This is where you, yeah. Seriously, go look at the Warren Sharp thing. All right, we are joined by Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake is a very good man. Jake gets asked all the time about the Fan Morning Show. He's become one of our great characters around here, and I tend to lose to him in this game when Doran's not around, and I am full well expecting that today. How are you, Jake?
What's up, my man? How are you today? And yeah, you are correct. It's going to be maybe once or twice a week, you know, someone's asking, do you know Southside Jake or are you Southside Jake? It's kind of weird, you know, 10 minutes on the radio a week, and that's what kind of power you guys have. You can rule the world.
Well, we're running for the presidency coming up in 2028. We haven't, well, I guess we now have officially announced our candidacy. Dickerson Crowley, 2028.
Who's president?
You got my vote.
Dickerson would be president.
There you go.
Ain't nobody elected my ass.
I know Doran isn't here today, so this is gonna be tough for you. You got Callis. I don't know. Do you want to phone a friend? Do you want to be on the line with a caller? What do you want to do here, man?
I'm
trying to help you.
I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Let's have it. Let's go. Let's do this thing. Here we go.
All right, get fired up. 2-time Stanley Cup champion. 5-time Art Ross Trophy winner. And current holder of the longest gap between Stanley Cup finals, which is 21 years.
Gordie Howe.
I'll give you the years. What's that? I'll give you the years. 92 and 2013.
He was not. No. Forget it. Pretend.
Forgot.
No. 92, 2013, 5 Art Ross, 2-time Stanley Cup champion, and 2013 is when they won the cup?
No.
Oh.
No.
He played from 92 to 2013, you're saying?
No, I'm saying that's when he played in the Stanley Cup Finals.
In 92?
That's the longest gap. Like, his last Stanley Cup Final was 2013. His middle.
Oh, Jager.
There you go.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, spoon feed you that one?
Oh, my God. You sure did. I was trying to think of who was in the final in 2013.
92, like as a Penguin, obviously.
Well, that,
like, come on.
Well, that, so I didn't know if it was when he started playing, then when he ended playing. That's why I had to narrow it down. And then whenever you said those were the Cup final years, then that's when you figure it out. So there you go. We're back. Right. I mean, you did lead the horse to water there, but we'll take it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Okay, next one.
Yags.
This quarterback was born in Philly and drafted by the Patriots in 1987. Played in the Super Bowl.
Drew Bledsoe.
No. Is that your final answer?
Clearly not.
Obviously not. I should have just said final answer. I screwed up.
Twice.
And NFL MVP 2002.
Rich Gannon.
Yes.
Woo! Woo!
I think you said Drew Bledsoe.
Timeout. I jumped too early. I thought Patriots quarterback. My headphones came out, so I can't hear you. There you go.
Okay. You hear me now?
That's right.
All right. Well, I guess we'll give you that one too. I mean, you cheated twice now, but
I didn't cheat. I'm premature.
All right, last one. This has got franchise. We're going to the old franchise route here today. All right. In 2007, this franchise produced the NFL scoring leader, which happened to be a kicker. 4-time. Go ahead.
No, you go.
4-time Super Bowl champions. And finally, this franchise has produced 10 NFL MVPs. That's the most in the NFL ever.
2007.
Yeah, 2007. Wasn't that?
That was when the Patriots.
Peyton Manning Super Bowl?
No, that was Patriots Giants.
Was it?
When they went 18-1 or 17, math, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Their only loss was to the Giants.
Yeah. It's the, was that the helmet interception?
That was the David Tyree game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Helmet nice. Catch, yeah.
Very nice.
So who led the league in scoring that year is basically the question?
Well, no. The question is, which franchise am I talking about here? You know, it's obviously an NFL franchise, and I'm giving you clues here. In 2007, the franchise produced the NFL leading scorer. Obviously, that player was the leading scorer in the league in 2007, and he was a kicker. Then they had 4 Super Bowl wins, and they produced 10 NFL MVPs.
Giants.
Simple. Final answer.
Yeah.
No. Green Bay Packers.
I don't think I'm understanding the questions today is the problem.
You better drink some coffee or something. I mean, I'm
still
wired
got,
up
still
here
got,
today.
Still,
I'm going.
Still got 2 out of 3. I got hung up on the 07 Patriots is what happened there. I got Patriots in my brain.
I think that's what I start doing. I'm starting to throw some wrenches here to start
you
to get
are.
You guys thinking.
You are. I don't know if your question was good or and I'm dumb or your question was bad and I'm still dumb. Those are the things on the table.
Ask Callis. What does he think? Did he understand the question?
No chance.
I actually wanted to guess the Packers just by their illustrious history.
Hey,
did you know that really value Packers, my advice. So.
Who was the Packers kicker in 07 then?
I don't know.
Mason Crosby.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, do you know the Packers are privately owned?
Yes.
I guess publicly owned, I should.
Publicly.
Do you know that I'm a shareholder of the Packers?
What? Why?
Because I had an opportunity and I took it.
Well, we're going to introduce you as part owner of the Packers from now.
I'll send you my certificate later.
Please do. All right, Jake. Good stuff, buddy. I'm sure you're busy this time of year. Thanks, pal.
Oh, yeah. Have
He's
a good day.
He's the man. Southside Jake.
Yeah. Bye.
I can't believe there's no way I'm the only one who didn't understand the phrasing on that question. Like that was tough. That was tough. The Yager thing, I didn't understand the phrasing on that either. I thought the player started playing in 92 and stopped playing in 2013. Perhaps it's a me thing, but at least I got that right. And I forgot what the other question is. Doesn't matter. We got a ton of people texting in about George Pickens. We'll react to some of that top of the hour. I'm expecting for Mike Tomlin to leave the light on for one Russell Wilson today. There are reasons to believe that. Should the Steelers go with Russ, though? We'll get into that in depth at 8, and we'll take some of your calls on it as well at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes. I think today's the day that Mike Tomlin leaves the door open for Russell Wilson to be the starting quarterback on Sunday. Is that the right call? Is that the direction the Steelers should move? We'll get into it coming up in 10 minutes, and we'd love to hear from you on that topic at 412-928-9370. Best caller wins 2 tickets to the Black Crowes concert at UPMC Event Center on October 29th. A lot of people weighing in on the text line, weighing in on Twitter. We had some phone calls earlier talking about George Pickens and just got hit with a couple of people in succession talking about the Steelers' need for another wide receiver. And floating out there, what if the Steelers trade George Pickens for Devontae Adams? I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think George Pickens is getting traded during the year. But I think there's a better chance than not that George Pickens is not a Steeler next season. Diana Russini of The Athletic has George Pickens listed among possible wide receivers who could be acquired before the deadline. I don't think she's writing that based purely on speculation. She's probably heard something. Again, I don't think it's going to happen during the year. But there is some precedent here. Chase Claypool, first season, really good. Second season, okay. Third season, traded for a draft pick to Chicago. Turned into Joey Porter Jr. You're happy about that. That's what happened. Melvin Ingram came in here. Thought he was going to have a different role than he had. Was kind of acting like a baby about it. Boo-boo face, sad, crying emoji. He gets moved out of here. James Harrison, falling asleep in meetings, not exactly taking TJ Watt under his wing, gets forced out, winds up going to New England. Antonio Brown gets traded for throwing a football at the feet of Ben Roethlisberger between the last 2 games of the regular season, way back when in 2018. LeGarrette Blount walks off the field. Le'Veon Bell getting a ton of reps. LeGarrette Blount didn't understand he's the backup running back. He's out of town. Deontay Johnson, last season, not putting forth a lot of effort. This offseason, traded. I think George Pickens is the next guy to go. I don't think it's happening before the deadline. I'll state now for the third time this segment, I do think it happens before next year. You can't win with guys like that, man. You can't. That's what I said about Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson, you had that fumble where he doesn't even come off the blocks trying to block anybody. He's disinterested. He quits on a play. Could have recovered a fumble. Doesn't. Deontay Johnson, I think, had some moments where he wasn't totally mentally engaged. It led to drops. Now, his drop percentage not super high, but when they happen at key moments. George Pickens. He's got the, 22nd most targets in the league, 21st most catches, 17th most yards, been fairly productive, only played 59% of the snaps on Sunday. Why? Because he's loafing it out there. He looks like Deontay Johnson right now. You look at the cut-up from Warren Sharp on Twitter right now, you can't defend the guy. And you can't win with that guy either. And it's fair to say that Mike Tomlin is conservative. It is fair to wonder if the Steelers made the right offensive coordinator hire. It is fair to have some level of discussion about the play of Justin Fields because he's been really good at times, and then they've gone long swaths of time without scoring points. All these things are fair. What's not defensible, whatever the word is the behavior of George Pickens. And if they're already pulling back on his snaps, and Mike Tomlin is throwing his hands up in the air with frustration when the ball goes through his hands on a third down at a crucial moment of the game, you can't help but wonder if this guy's cut out to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And ask yourself this question. To keep him, you know what it's going to cost? About $30 million, $25 million on the low end. You really think they're paying this guy that money? The writing probably was on the wall when they were going after Brandon Ayuk. Because you were going to have to pay him $28, $30 million. Writing's probably on the wall when you consider what they might be willing to pay for Davante Adams. Ask yourself this question. You think they're going to pay Davante Adams what he going to cost and George Pickens? You think they were going to pay Brandon Ayuk what he was going to cost and then also turn around and hand money to George Pickens? The answer's no. And think about how hard they tried to acquire Brandon Ayuk and how hard they're trying to acquire Davante Adams, according to some reports out there, where they've been very aggressive. If you're trying to get that caliber of player with that price tag associated, you've already made up in your mind you're not paying George Pickens. Mark my words, remember the date, October 8th, 2024, Adam Crowley told you at 7:55 on the morning show, George Pickens not going to be a Steeler in 2025. I guarantee it. And my word, friends, is as good as gold. Like I predicted the Steelers would kick Dallas's ass on Sunday. I'm never wrong. All right, coming up next, reason to believe that today is the day that Mike Tomlin makes some quarterback decision. Is he going to make the right one? What would you do? What would I do? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Best caller wins two tickets to the Black Crows at UPMC Event Center on October 28th. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 66.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapist to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.